From Mitchell Park to Black Hill, 3BA's Big Show. More Ballarat.
Let's get up to date with the latest in entertainment with the report from Celebrity Lane. Jaden Forster, good morning to you and welcome to day one of Lockdown 5.0.
Yes, welcome to you too. Good morning, PT.
Great to have your company as always. And Jaden, a bit going on, including the fact, among other things, that in the Britney Spears conservatorship case, she's had a little bit of a legal win.
She has, yes. So this one was back in court yesterday for the next hearing, or the latest hearing, rather, in that particular saga. And she won the right to have her own lawyer representing her in that particular case. So a lawyer that essentially has her best interests at heart representing her going forward, as opposed to having a lawyer in there who was put in there basically to represent her. And she wasn't expected to speak yesterday, but she did speak in court, and she made it very clear in no uncertain terms that she wants her father, Jamie, charged with abuse and out from her conservatorship, and that she wants that conservatorship to end as soon as possible, but only if she doesn't have to undergo those psychological evaluations that she's had in the past, which I think is sort of pushing you know what uphill a bit there. I think if the conservatorship is in fact dropped, I would be very, very surprised if a judge says that she doesn't have to undergo any form of psychological evaluation or therapy of some description. I mean, I think it should probably remain, but on her terms of doing it from home as she wants and not necessarily out at a shrink's office where she's constantly humiliated by the paparazzi knowing that she's there and everything. But look, that's a long, long way down the track. We're not talking weeks, more months, actually, about 5 or 6 months probably. So we'll watch that case with interest as it goes forward.
And he's hoping her mental health stays stable enough to get her through it.
Well, that's right indeed. And I guess that's the main thing when we look at all of this particular case. You know, that's sort of the thing that's running in the background. She did get a little bit emotional yesterday and had a breakdown in court, but that's nothing to read into. I'm sure that they may probably try and use that against her, but, you know, it's a difficult situation for anybody to be going through. So I think we can cut her a little bit of slack there.
Absolutely. Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane, one of our most decorated female swimmers, Lisa Curry in hospital.
Yes, she put up this photo of her late daughter, Jamie, who died about 10 months ago now on her social media on Wednesday. Jamie died in quite tragic circumstances after a very private health battle that was made public 10 months ago. And she's been posting a lot of photos, actually, of her daughter recently. But that post on Wednesday, she said that she'd been in hospital all week on the Sunshine Coast with quite serious chest pains. But after the doctors did all of their tests, they couldn't find anything wrong with her, really. But in that post, she did mention the word heartache, which sort of suggests to me, reading between the lines, that it could be that broken heart syndrome that we hear about from time to time. The symptoms certainly add up there. So, which if it is that particular thing, we don't have that confirmed, of course, but if it is, you know, it is treatable. So it goes without saying that we wish her all the very best for a speedy recovery and hope that she's back out soon.
Let's wrap up the entertainment report, Jaden, with some news from the estate of Prince. And as a matter of fact, half an hour ago, I played a Prince song, but the estate's going to release a full album from his vault. Is that correct?
It is, yes. It's a new album called Welcome to America. And it's not just songs that they sort of found in the vault. It's actually a full entire album that was recorded at his famous Paisley Park compound around 5 years before he died. And it was never released. It's been sitting in their sort of secret vault in Los Angeles ever since. But maybe he didn't want it to be released. But now that the people that are running his estate are going to be releasing that, and we'll have new music from Prince, whether it's good or bad, I guess we'll have to wait and see. But new music from Prince out on the 30th of July, so not too far away.
Well, I am a big fan of the music of Prince. I've seen him in concert, and he's, well, obviously not with us now, but when he was, let me tell you, just one of the great concerts I've had the opportunity to see, and I'm, for one, looking forward to it, and looking forward to talking to you again next Friday, Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane with the Entertainment Report. You take care.
No worries. Thank you, PT.